Our fest begins this Wednesday in Wrangell. Students from all around Southeast Alaska will be there participating. This will be Laura's 7th time attending the event. She says it's all about art.
Yeah, Art Fest is a 4-day full art half a week where you're actually taking and focusing on two different types of art. So you're going to be taking two workshops. Each workshop you'll be meeting for 15 hours. At the very end of it, you're going to be totaling to 30 hours of art making. And it's really neat because it brings artists, art teachers, the community, young artists, and student artists in one location for 4 days. And it's really an exciting time because you get to meet and greet and also get to learn a new art form, which is the best part about the Art Fest event.
There are 15 workshops that students can choose from. They include everything from photography to drawing with charcoals.
And it's a really great eye-opening experience that maybe they might find out that they actually love that medium that they never tried before. It's a really exciting time to try something new.
Not just any student goes to Art Fest. Laura says the students who attend are dedicated to learning about art.
Because I do like to open the door to high school kids only. I do have a student going this year who's a freshman who actually does not have any of my art classes, but I know she has a big art background. So I kind of do in my own evaluation, what kind of an art background do they have? The other evaluation is I find out, just look at the list, how many art classes they've taken with me. Also, you know, you're going to be under the supervision of another person, and that person might not be a teacher. So I have to know that student will be able to handle themselves kind of independently amongst other students, and maybe possibly with someone that's instructing that's not necessarily a teacher and doesn't really know, you know, discipline and organization like you normally do in a classroom setting. So there is some evaluation, but most of the time the list of the students kind of slim down, and students kind of figure out their schedule to find out if they can go or not, and financially if they can go, so it kind of sorts itself out anyway.
Art Fest costs money, so Petersburg students have been raising funds through bake sales at basketball games and hosting dinners for school staff. You can't win or lose at Art Fest, but the best work is recognized through awards.
At the very end of the event, of the 4 days, there's a big show, and the students get to show off the work that they've done. And also there's a section for students that brought art. So there's awards that sits it with that area. So they pick best of show and then a honorable mention. So there are two awards per workshop already granted. And then there's best in Art Fest event award that's given out to one student.
This year, Art Fest will be held in Wrangell, April 8th through the 11th. There, Laura and all the young artists are going to be able to hone their artistic skills and share their talents with the rest of Southeast. For KFSK, I'm Rosa Lopez.